Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Drinker, and I have not had coffee in my house for 2 days. Every time I went out to buy coffee, I spilled it, something happened. So I went out because I get auto delivery of actually Tully's French Roast, and I went and bought a box of Starbucks French Roast, and I am happy. So hi everyone, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I have a fabulous guest with me. Before I introduce you to him, he has been on the show before. I just want to tell you a bit about myself. I am a psychic intuitive spirit medium. I'm an RN, a legal nurse consultant, And I also rock a life coach and a counselor. My specialties lie in life coaching counseling, in love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, marriage, anything that has to do with relationships, I love. And in my other practice, which is, of course, my psychic intuitive spirit medium practice, I do everything. So if you would like to get a reading with me or get in touch with me, please go to Bonnie Albers on www.bonniealbersonair.com. Go into my, you'll see my webpage. You can read about my bio. Not everything's on there. I haven't updated it in the last probably year. And I have to, because now I am also a columnist with Psychic Insight Magazine. It's an online magazine. And I'm Ask Bonnie. So if you go and download the magazine, it is free. It is fabulous. Metaphysics, organic, everything, all the cool practitioners are in there. And it's quarterly. And if you want to get a hold of me or ask me a question and see it in print, there's a contact at the end of the magazine. And Jerry Humphreys is the CEO. You can write in the questions for me, and I will respond in the next issue. It's kind of like Dear Abby, if everybody remembers that, or Dear E. Jean, if you read Vogue or Elle or one of those magazines. So it's really cool, and I love it, and I love that people participate. It is so my forte. I love, you know, communication, talking, communicating with spirit, the other side of anything. I am there. But today, I have a special guest with me. He's eating dinner right now, so I'm not picking him up for a few more minutes. But his name is Andrew D. He is a friend, a close friend. He's like my bro. And I met him in the metaphysical community. He has been on the show before. He's a spirit medium from the UK. You know, they're trained different than we are. They go on these platform things, and they find spirit for all the people that come into those rooms. And it's not anything different than we do, but that's where they go into those spiritual churches and do it. And Andrew has been doing a lot of halls and churches and places for the last, I think, 8 years. Not quite sure if it's 8 years, but he will tell you that story. So he is a really cool guy. He was Royal Air Force, and he was an officer. When he opened up to his spiritual side, he was serving for the Royal Air Force. And that is just so cool, because I've had a couple UK mediums that have been in the Royal Air Force or Royal Navy, and it's just amazing how many of them came and found spirit. So I love that, and I love that we have him as a guest. He will be able to find your loved ones. So where you can ask questions, and you know, Andrew can answer them and I can answer them. If you want to find your loved one in spirit, this is who will bring it to you. So I like when I tell you this, because, yes, we can bring everything through, but he's going to be especially attuned to bringing in spirit and messages from spirit for you. And so I am going to be really excited to introduce Andrew. Candy, is Andrew on yet?
Hi, Bonnie. Not yet.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I got him.
Okay. So, everyone, I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on. But he wasn't coming till about 15 after. We're all going to, when you get on with him, you need to tell him that we're more important than his dinner. LOL. Anyway, he thought the show was at 1:30 and he had to readjust. So he is going to be with the next 5 minutes. He'll be here. But let me go into what's going on the rest of the week. I do have a show on Friday. I am not putting one on Thursday, because this summer has just gotten away from me. I want to do at least 4 shows a week, and I normally do 5, but I'm going to tell you, between now and probably September, it's going to be iffy. I'm going to at least try to get 3 to 5 shows up. So this week I'll have a show on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Friday, you know, it's wrap up your week with me, and I will be there. I'm hoping I can convince Candy to come in and give some angel messages, since we haven't really scheduled her to be on to do some angel readings, and I really don't know when I have any time. So, Candy, you're listening to me. Think about just popping on maybe for, you know, an hour on Friday with me. Then I've got to tell you, my birthday is the 14th. I think this is the first year I haven't told everybody that my birthday is on the 14th and sang happy birthday to myself ever since July 1st. I think July 14th is on Tuesday. I'm not sure if it is, but I'm going to look. I've just been so busy, I haven't even seen when my birthday is. So I'm going to take a look at it right now because I want everybody to know what I'm doing and what is going on. But I do want you to know that Ron Cole's birthday is the same day as mine. So I am going to sing happy birthday from now till my birthday for both of us. Happy birthday to you or me. Happy birthday to you and me. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. Yay! So everyone, my birthday is next Tuesday. I am sorry, but you're going to have to listen to that song till my birthday. And I've got so much, you know, everybody wants to take me out to eat and I'm on a diet. So hopefully that'll all work out. But Ron and I always share a birthday. I am a lot younger than Ron. So I let him, of course, pick age before beauty where we go to eat. And usually he picks a Thai restaurant, but I don't know what he's going to pick this year. I think it's Italian on the menu. So I have a dinner with my son, my husband, and then, because my husband will be away for about a week and a half, so I'll be going down to spend my birthday with him the next day. But my son, who's a chef, and Ron will go out to eat on my birthday. So that is what I am planning to do. On my birthday, though, here, because I am going to have a show, is going to be Mervin Bolivar. I love Mervin. You all know Mervin. I've had him on once or twice. He is a UK medium also. He also was with the Royal Air Force. What is going on here? I'm just going to have to call the Royal Air Force commander and see if he can get me everybody on my show. Also, I have Andrew D on today. So exactly 1 week from today, we have another one of his colleagues, and he will be reading on my birthday. So I don't know. What do you think? Think anybody's going to come through for me? Although, you know, I do see spirits, so I might be able to see them too. Anyway, that is what is going to be on for the next week. After that, I have, you know, every Wednesday and including tomorrow, we have Ron Cole. He's going to be, I've got to tell you something, he's going to be doing a show tomorrow. If anybody loves the sky, the moon aspect and stars, you will see that he is doing something called Venus and Jupiter in each one of your signs. What that means for you, look-wise, and what that means for you personality-wise. I think I've got Andrew.
Honey.
Yes.
Andrew's with us.
Hi, Andrew.
Is that my beautiful sister, Bonita?
This is your beautiful sis, Bonnie, and I love that you said that because I just sang happy birthday to myself because next week, bro, is my birthday.
You're not going to sing to yourself every day.
Oh, yes, I am. Wait, I can't hear you. Candy, I can't hear him, so it's very low.
Oh, hello. Yes,
there we go. Okay, here you are. You just missed me singing for myself, because then you could have helped me.
Do you know what? I think I've got my singing voice is not nearly as beautiful as yours, Bonnie.
Oh, you know what? You're just too good to me, bro. But let me introduce you again while you're on. Everyone, you know this is the wonderful, fabulous, awesome Andrew D. He is a UK medium. And Andrew, I'm going to let you give your website because I want people to find you, see you, you know who you are. So please tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you. And by the way, remember, I'm the one with the loud mouth, so make it under 5 minutes or I'll have to interrupt.
Well, listen, while you're on, Bonnie, now, does that mean you're 18 next week, or are you still 17?
Well, you know, I hate to say this. I don't think I'm going to turn 18. I think I'm going to stay 17, and that's it, because 7 and 1 is 8 is the universal number, and I just don't plan to get older than that. But thanks for asking.
Oh. Hey, listen, no problem. I will recycle the 17th birthday card from last year and send it to you again.
Thank you, Andrew. I so appreciate that. Really, it's going to be interesting this birthday because it's my Saturn return, I think. But anyway, tell everybody about you because, you know, there's something I do want you to talk about, and we've got a lot of callers on the air for you. But I want you to tell everybody about you, and we can't do that until you tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you do.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay, guys. Andrew D, Spirit Medium Andrew D here, and I am here in the jolly old UK, but I've got a blank ticket written to come to the States at some point in the future, but if you do want to get hold of me in between times, now listen guys, you've got to do this, you've got to get hold of me, because every time we say it, nobody does, so you've got to come and see what's going on. My website is www.andrewd.com. Andrew D, and D is spelled D-double-E, so andrewd.com. That's how you get hold of me. You can read testimonials about the work I do. You can see some of the work I do on there, and there are links in the top right-hand corner to my Facebook page, to my YouTube page. There's some stuff with Bonnie and I have done on there. There is some stage work that I've done. There's some TV work I've done. We haven't got the radio stuff on there because it's not very televisual listening to somebody on the radio. But if you do go to the bottom
of the
page, honestly, Bonnie, I love radio, and I really do. And the reason I love it is because you can be so creative on it. People sit and listen. It's a bit like reading a book, isn't it? You know, you sit, you read the book, and, you know, if I described a character out of a book that I read and you described it, we would have two totally different characters. But we both read the same book. And that's what I love about radio. You listen to the voices, you imagine who they are, where they are, what they're doing, you know, what they may look like. TV, unless it's bang, bang, bang in your face, so over the top, you know, it doesn't need any imagination. So that's why
Andrew,
I actually do love radio.
Andrew, darling, I know what you're envisioning, and that is not clean. So you need to take that off the radio, and you need to readjust your eyes, okay?
Well, actually, Bonnie, I was just imagining that you'd been playing out in the sandpit, that's all.
Oh, thank you. That is so, so absolutely wonderful. I so appreciate that. Although everyone, if you want to go see Andrew, he is so tall that I don't know. If he does come over here, I'm afraid he's going to look over me. How tall are you, Andrew?
I'm 6'5".
Oh, I can handle it. 6'5 is good. It's okay. If you were 6'8, it'd be a different story. But 6'5, you're good.
Well, Bonnie, you just have to stand on the second stair up and not the bottom stair.
Yes, I do, or have to get higher heels. But I want everybody to go to Andrew's site. We are close friends, and just like I wanted to say, you if you don't remember how to spell his name, you can look at Tweedledee because Andrew D is spelled the same way. So if you don't forget that the D is D-E-E, think of Tweedledee. So, Andrew,
don't get mixed up with Tweedledum, okay?
I'm not Tweedledum, so therefore I wasn't going to mention that. But before, and then I'll let you do it again at the end of the show because I know we're playing around, and I do want everybody to know, and this is why we play around, because this is a metaphysical talk show, and I love talking to my guests as well as all the audience and chat, and I hope you enjoy listening. But I do like you guys to know a little bit about who's on. Andrew, I think everybody, you know, I'm looking at the people and I figure that they've heard who you are. I want you to give a brief synopsis of you know, you being in the Royal Air Force. But what I want to talk about, which I think would be great before we pick up callers, is I want them to know about where you live in England and or London or wherever, not London, but the UK, and about your house, because your house is pretty unique and it's got some unique characteristics and people in it. So where you don't have to do the physical people, although I love your physical family, I'd like to hear and tell everybody about a house that you've purchased, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. It's a real sort of it's not as bad as it used to be. I am sort of working on vanquishing this house from some spirits that were here. But literally, when we moved here, when we first saw the house, we sort of took a look. And it's one of those things that I had never, ever done a house clearance before or sort of gone into places or done any paranormal activity work whatsoever. And when we sort of came here to see the house, I actually said to my wife, there's a spirit of a man in there. I know there's a man in there. And I was talking to the previous owner and, you know, he kept talking about his dad. Dad used to share the house, yada, yada, yada. And I never, ever actually found out what happened to his dad. But I believe the spirit was not his father. But anyway, you know, I found the spirits of the man in the house. Then there was a little old lady living in the house. But the worst bit was, the office I'm sat in now, I have no idea what goes on in here, but I after a while I get headaches, I feel nauseous, so I've got to work through it. Just for the audience, Bonnie, and just for you as well. But with the rest of the house, there's three rooms I can go into, and they are so peaceful, they are so relaxing, and that is the dining room, that is my... Oh, sorry, four rooms. My son's bedrooms, there's two, and the bathroom. If I go into any of those, you can just feel the heaviness lifted from the house.
Wow.
And even if I walk around in bare feet, if I stand in front of the cooker and I'm literally using the cooker, you know, I can feel the energy coming up through the kitchen floor, through my feet. And I've had friends in, I've had sort of house clearance, rescue mediums. I've done some work myself. And believe it or not, my wife, Moira, you know,
Our
bed was. Yes, thank you. She's sat in the garden now. It's a glorious evening after thunderstorms all day. But anyway, she used to wake up and said she had like a crick in her neck. And she'd wake up with severe neck pain. And then I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'd see a black figure stood at the side of my bed. And I got a friend in. And it turns out I got a friend in who's a rescue medium, and she knew a lot more than... We're going back 2 years and she knows more than I did then, but I've learned a lot. And this house has really taught me, because we have geopathic stress, which is energy fields in the house.
Wow.
We have ley lines running through the house. The spirits, I've got rid of a lot of spirits, but we had a porthole in the living room in front of the TV. But in our bedroom, she walked straight in and she said, "What do you know about this room?" I said, "I know there's a man in here and I know there is a black entity that appears." And she brought another friend with her for validation. Oh, it's, you know, I used to wake up at three in the morning, and it was like somebody was sat on my chest and I couldn't breathe. So we got rid of the entity, but the guy in the room was actually a murderer. He was a child murderer, and he was hung for his crimes. So we got rid of him, and literally within two days, Moira's neck, waking up with headaches, had gone, and the bad energy in the room had gone as well. There's still, I've got copper wire and things like that for the ley lines, but I think we must be due a move from here soon, because I think I've got rid of most of the activity anyway, and so that's where we're at.
Listen, Bonnie,
I've got to tell you this, right? You said about where do I live and what's it like and everything else.
Yes.
You guys are American cousins. When you go to the bathroom, the device in the corner is called, you call it the John, don't you?
No, we call it a toilet.
Oh, do you? Well, who calls it a John? All the American TV programs I watch, you call it a John.
Oh, well, you know what? Because I'm not sexist or rape, so I don't call it a John, or I'd have to call it a Johnette. So, see, I just call it a toilet.
but you know where I'm coming from, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, the factory, right?
Uh-huh.
The factory, we've got, if you go across my road, you go across the canal and you cross the river. On the other side of the tiny little factory that's called Armitage Shanks, and the original owner of it was Mr. John Harrington, who lent his name to the John. So every time you go to the bathroom, think of me, guys, okay? I live near the factory where they make the Johns.
Well, honey, that is so cute. As long as they're clean, we don't really care. Now, do we? No, I'm kidding. I love that.
And
it, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's really weird because the canal is so beautiful, but you get to that one section, and out in the yard at the back, where they've got toilets three stories high stacked up in the yard. So, we never get caught short where I live, anyway.
Well, I got to tell you something, and if you were here and that plant was here, by the time they came in the morning, all of them would be gone. Somebody would know they were there, and they would be taking them from the side of the road. That would be the difference.
Oh, I think that's where it's because of where it is, because it's in the middle of nowhere. So.
Yes, I think that is so cute. And in your village, I mean, I have seen when you've Skyped with me, and I have seen out your window, and I have seen when you took me to some store that looked like, oh my God, it looked like Norman Rockwell's Christmas Carol. And that one time when you took me in and Moira was shopping and you were sent to the sofa in that store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, that was. You do have Marks and Spencer's stores in the U.S., don't you?
No, we don't.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Marks and Spencer's.
But we do have Bloomingdale's and Neiman Marcus.
That's more along the lines of Harrods or somewhere like that. But, you know, Marks and Spencer's is right across the country. And there's two sort of chain stores in the UK that are sort of the company called John Lewis is sort of the biggest chain store. It's sort of top of the tree, but for chain stores. And Marks and Spencer's is sort of the next one down. That's before you get into the specialty stores. Like Harrods, there is only one Harrods. You know, Bloomingdale's, there is only one Bloomingdale's, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
But Marks and Spencer's is a chain store, and it's fairly good quality stuff. But, yeah, I was sat, you know, Bonnie, I don't do shopping. I'd had enough of shopping. My wife was shopping, and I went and sat where they sell the sofas. And I chilled out for a while and called you.
Yes, you did, and I love that. That is so, so wonderful. I am so glad you did that. I'm glad I got to see what it looked like in the UK during Christmas. But I will tell you, Andrew, I think we need to get to the phones because I have people who are, like, screaming with their hands up at me.
No problem, Bonnie.
Well, and the thing, and what I do want everybody to know before I do get to the phones is I want you to tell everybody very quickly and not too quickly because, you know, if they have never heard you before, which you have been on my show, and I really, really adore where you came from, please tell everybody briefly where you were working, who you were working for, and how spirit took a hold of you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, it's just a shame. Now, there are certain things that TV is good for, and that's to show people things, but you'll have to use the power of imagination. But, yeah, guys, I was in the British military, in the British Air Force, and I was out in Iraq about 8 years ago. I came back from Iraq, and I left the Air Force, and that was after 23 years' service. I'd already started going to the local spiritualist church and doing some development work, and that was all because around about 10 years ago, a friend of my mother's, she gave me a reading, and she said, Andrew, you've got this gift, it's always been there, and it needs to come out, you know, you need to use it. And I went along to the local spiritualist church, and I walked in, and the guy goes, hey, everybody, this is Andrew, sit down, Andrew, and we did a sort of an opening prayer, and this was in what we call the open circle in church, and he said, Andrew has got a message for somebody in this room. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, close your eyes. And he stood behind me, put his hands on my shoulders while I was sat down, and he said, okay, tell me what you see. I described what I saw, and he said, and is there something, some sort of message there? Can you sort of infer something or understand something from what you see? And I told him, and a guy in the room went, Andrew, I know who that is, and I can take all the information. And he said, Andrew, you've just given your first message from Spirit.
Wow.
But literally 3 or 4 months later, I was in Iraq, and, you know, that's as much as I'd done. And one day, now get a load of this. I'll tell you as quickly as I can. I was sat outside. It was a Sunday morning. I used to get a Sunday morning off every week, and that was it. And I was sat reading a book, literally by my billet, by, you know, my sort of room, and it was just too hot. It was unbelievable. It was about, well, it was getting on for 120, and I thought, I just cannot do this. So, but the flies were everywhere, Bonnie. Flies all over me. Shocking.
I'm a princess. So thought, this is not comfortable. Remember, where's my fan? Go ahead.
Bonnie, I am your grounding influence, okay? I am your
Thank
dose
you.
Of reality, okay?
But do I need one, Andrew? Do I need one? I mean, why can't I be the princess? I know I am. No, go ahead.
Anyway, listen, I was sat there, and I moved my chair maybe 10 yards, and I sat down. I thought, hey, there's a Coke can ring. There's a Coke pull, you know, a ring pull there on the floor, glinting in the sun. And I pulled it out of the ground, and lo and behold, it was the key ring with a small chain on connected to a small Dutch painted clog. Tiny little thing, only maybe an inch and a half in length. And at that moment, I suddenly felt, and I'd never really experienced the company or the presence of spirit up to that point. And the next moment, I knew who it was. I was looking through somebody else's eyes, and it was my grandfather. He wrapped himself around me almost like a blanket, like a duvet right around me. And if you've ever been truly moved by spirit, you know, it shudders you. It just, it's like a whole wake-up call to your consciousness and everything else. And I knew who he was, and yet people say to me, Bonnie, hey, Andrew, my mom's never been around in 10 years or 3 years or 6 weeks, you know. My grandfather, I was so close to him, I was like his shadow when he was alive, and he passed away when I was 10, and that was the first time he'd been through in nearly 40 years. So
wow.
The man I was probably closest to in my life, why, and I asked myself this question, why had he not been through in all this time? But the beauty of it was, the whole point of the story, Bonnie, is that the small painted clog, I found it buried in the sand in the desert 3,000 miles from home. My grandfather was Dutch.
Wow. I love that. You know, I know that story.
Yeah.
So I love the story for you to tell everyone. It just makes it real. It makes it real. It brings you, like when people get a reading from you or when people hear you, they know how connected. And everyone that I talk to connects in a different way. And so yours is so beautiful. And I love hearing this. And that's why I wanted you to let everybody know. We have a lot of people listening. And I am just so, but you do know, and I'm going to get to the phones, everyone, I keep saying this, but you do know every time I talk to you and you're on this studio, and not when we chat before, and sometimes then too, you know I have a guy for you, and you still aren't taking it, buddy, but he comes all the time, and it's probably a symbol for you, and I keep telling you he's got like a white beard, but it's really... It's not long, it's just, and he looks like he's got some kind of captain's hat, and he comes all the time sitting at a desk. So one day you're going to have to find out who that is, Andrew, because he keeps coming every time I talk to you on the air.
Yeah, so. I mean, the only guy I ever knew with a white beard like that was my father-in-law, but he was in the Air Force just like me, and that's probably the one time in his life he shaved his beard off was to join the Air Force.
Well, I will tell you, this isn't a long beard. It's just a white cropped beard, and he's got a blue hat, like a blue. I'm not even going to do it anymore because you're either going to have to find this guy. I can draw. He has really rosy cheeks, and he's just sitting at that desk smiling. He's waiting for you to understand who he is, and he's shaking his head, by the way. So now that I don't need to be doing this because you know this is what I bring you every time.
I'm going to accept that guy. The only person I know like that was my father-in-law. And he wore a blue uniform as well. So I'm going to accept it as being him. You've got
Thank
to tell
you.
Me why he's here.
He, you know what? He keeps shaking his head. All he sits at the desk and he kind of pushes back in his seat with his big cheeks. I almost want to say the cheeks look like Santa Claus. It's that look. And he's just smiling, shaking his head. So I really think probably he's letting you know, and this is just what my feeling is that he's very, very, very happy that you are around. And that's kind of what I'm feeling he's saying. And he's very, like, he's sending his heart to me, which means that I know he's not in love with me, and I don't think he's in love with you. But what I think it is, he's sending you a lot of love from him to you. And I feel like this is removed. So I can tell you feeling-wise, it would be Moira's father. But he is so happy, and he's shaking his head up and down. He's so happy that you are in Moira's life, or that you are family. Actually, it's not that you are in Moira's life. It's more that you are family, because he's showing me family. So he's really happy that you are with his daughter, and he's shaking his head up and down. So he doesn't say much. So either he was a quiet gentleman, or he's playing a game here. So I don't know which one it is.
He was actually, he was the sort of guy that he didn't say a lot. He did talk, but he didn't say a lot. But it was more from the inference of what he used to say than what he did actually say. So, you know, he would tell you stuff, but you had to read between the lines as well.
Yeah, and he keeps giving me, and I think I gave you this before, and then I'm going to move on so you can read the people here. He's given me a corn pipe. I don't know what the corn pipe is. It's like a corn pipe he's got. So I don't know why he's handing that to you, but it's kind of like a small pipe. Like, it looks like a corn cob pipe. Did you ever see one of those?
Well, do you know what I'm going to say? Now, what's a is that like a clay pipe, is it, that they used to sort of smoke in the old days?
I don't know. It just looks, it's like a yellow white. You know, it's like it looks like the color of a corn.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay. And he did actually smoke a pipe, and so that could be symbolic as well of actually being a peace offering, possibly. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I hope you like it.
I could run with that. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Well, listen, you're welcome, Andrew. Just think on my birthday what I'm going to want from you. Okay. So. 310, you are on with Andrew D. Hi, and me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Andrew D. How are you guys?
I am fabulous. Go ahead, yeah. Andrew.
Yeah, sorry, I missed your name there. Can you tell me again, please?
It's Vince, and I talked to Bonnie yesterday. I've never heard you before, but just listening to what you've been talking about and everything, it's just it sounds like you're so amazing. Anyway, I called Bonnie yesterday about this question, and I want to call again because, you know, I had an interview. But what happened was last Thursday I was suspended from work with pay pending investigation over some safety issues. And so I had the HR department call me yesterday, and she interviewed me on these issues. And I gave her the answers and everything. And I have a feeling that someone at work is working against me and making up false stuff to try and get me fired. But I'm wondering now, after the interview and everything, I'm wondering if they're going to bring me back and with a little bit of a warning, or what's going to happen with the job, if I'm going to lose the job or what.
Well, I'm going to say here, Vince, tell you what, Vince, what I'd do, in instances like this, when people sort of call me or speak to me, and if it's sort of a yes-no, and this is a sort of a yes-no thing, will I be fired, won't I be fired, will they call me back in? You know, it's quite straightforward in many respects. But as you were talking, I use my oracle cards in this sense, but I also tuned in, and I feel almost like with this that first of all, right at this moment in time and with the energies that I'm working with, I actually feel as though you're going to be okay. I feel as though there could be a bit of a slapped wrist. Now, listen, I'm telling you what I'm being shown here, Vince. Now, I know you guys have DC Comics and Marvel Comics and all the rest of it, but there's a sort of joke in this country, or when I was a boy, that if you had to go to the headmaster or, you know, the head teacher in the school, you know, now we used to have corporal punishment. They used to have the cane in this country. I'm not sure what they had in the States, but
they
it's all
jail.
Gone now. It's all,
Yeah.
No, we're talking school kids. No, we're talking school kids here. But anyway, there used to be a standing joke: make sure you take a copy of the Beano or the Dandy, which are kids' comics, and put it down the back of your shorts.
Yeah,
and the reason was because you.
Yeah, we had a similar joke here when I was going to Catholic schools.
Yeah, and that's what I was being shown as I was talking. I feel as though, with respect and in the current sort of listenership, but there could be possibly a bit of a spanking to go in the
mouth.
No, but that's a, hey, don't do it again. That's what I feel, Vince. But what I will say, Vince, is I've drawn some Oracle cards, and they are extremely apt for you. One of them is the Take No Offense card, and that is actually about... don't take offense at the way somebody speaks or the language they use or the way they come across to you. And what I want you to do, my friend, is please put on just put on your Teflon colored, your Teflon coat and just let everything glide over the top of you. Yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. And the other one is the card that says drop it. And there's a lady in an air balloon, and she, you know the way they let the sandbags go over the sides so they can gain height?
Right.
I'm being told, sort of, let this issue drop, let it go where you can. And the third card is the rebel card or rebel card. And I actually feel with you, Vince, that even though where you are, I do sense in some respects that things are on the move for you, that there are energy changes around you.
Okay.
Sorry, there's a bit of feedback. And I feel as though at some point that you could be actually on the move with work. And you might say, hey, Andrew, that's not me. I'm really happy. I've only got 10 years to go till I retire or whatever. But I feel as though there is some change, but I feel it is for the better and something that needs to happen within your life. Because I do feel for you, in general, there is a seismic shift in energies. And this is in terms of letting go and embracing the new and embracing the future. So I do feel genuinely, and with respect to you, Vince, I took my car for a service and I said to the guy, is it ready? He said, oh yeah, we just got to check the oil, we just got to do this, then it'll be, no, is my car ready? No. Okay, call me when it's ready. And I, you know, for me, it's black or white. It's got to be 100%. And I could not say to you right now, hey, Vince, you'll, you know, it's this, it's that. I'm saying to you, I genuinely feel in my heart of hearts that your work is safe. But I would say I feel as though somebody is building some sort of case, but I feel as though it's not watertight. And I do feel as though they haven't really got. And what I'm being shown here right now, symbolically, Vince, as well, you know, you have to build a house on sound foundations.
Right.
I am being shown somebody trying to build a house on quicksand here. So I feel all is well with you. Okay, my friend?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I told my wife that I know who it is that's after me. We had a bit of a fallout a couple weeks ago, and he didn't get the results he was hoping for from me.
Uh-huh.
And but I told my wife that instead of going back into work when I get back and going after the guy and writing up him everything and going to the company about everything he does against rules, I'm going to let him hang himself. I'm going to just go from it, and he eventually will, and he is going to get fired because apparently he's done this before with other people, and there's been some complaints against him, and everybody else there likes me. It's just this one guy. So I'm going to let him hang himself, and hopefully he ends up getting fired because he's done damage to other people with his lies.
Sorry, one thing I was being shown, I'll just say this and then I'll shut up. One thing I was being shown, Vince, I know you said about writing him up, but I'm being shown here, if you haven't already done it, keep some sort of journal or log yourself and sort of every little, it may be a little bit late now, but sort of any activity, even if you just say on, you know, July 7th you know, quarter after two, you know, this happened or I had this conversation, just keep a log and you can say to your boss, there you go, that's what happened. And that is, you know, and okay, the guy can argue, you know, till you're blue in the face, but what you've done is keep a current record rather than what could be presumed as a little bit of hearsay or a little bit of sort of evidence that can't be substantiated. So like I said, Vince, I feel the bottom line is I do feel very positive about it for you. And is that the way you're running with it, Bonnie?
Yes, I am. I got to tell you something, and then Vince, I'm gonna have to okay. go to the next caller. But I do want you to know you've gotten. You know, I said, you know, I hate to toot our own horn, but I said the same thing. So I do see that you are going to, you know, exactly what I said yesterday. Andrew actually was really good and confirmed. So I think,
yeah.
like I said, I you know, nothing's black and white. But what we feel the energies are now is good for you. But
good.
You were going to get a slap on the wrist. So I'm glad you called, and I do
Thank
want you to let me know what happens, because we want to know, okay?
I definitely. She said she's going to let me know by the end of this week, so I have a feeling it might be tomorrow. Because if I remember correctly, I think you told me yesterday it'll be about 2 days.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know if I gave you two. Yeah, I don't know if I gave you two days, but I said it was going to be soon. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So she said she's going to let me know before the end of the week. So
perfect. Let us know. I'm on Friday.
Okay.
Have a good day, Vince, and good
you
luck.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vince. Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love your stories. You know, it's either the accent, Andrew, or I just like to hear you talk, which is unusual because I like to hear myself talk.
What you're really trying to say is, Bonnie, it floats your boat.
Yes, absolutely. And I love when you float my boat, because you said the exact same thing to him that I said yesterday. Not that I ever am worried. Everybody sees things differently, and I always tell people that. But, you know, I know spirit, and I know you know spirit, so it's good that our spirits know each other. So 951,
well,
go ahead. Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, no, all I was going to say to you, Bonnie, is that, I mean, it's nice when you feel the thing that somebody wants to hear, but every
yeah.
now and again, you have to issue a little bit of medicine that people don't like to swallow or take, and but, you know, you have to be true to yourself, you have to be true to spirit, and I cannot tell people just what they want to hear, and if somebody says to me,
absolutely.
Hey, Andrew, tell me everything's going to be okay, if I saw something else for Vince, I would have told him, because that's the way it is, and that's why people come here, you got to be prepared to listen to the answers.
And you know me, I don't think, see, because spirit downloads so quickly through me, now I have time to recover after, but I don't mince words because I can't. So I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And people, but it's how, it's the delivery of the message. So, you know, the thing
yes.
is, that's the beautiful way spirit comes with, through us, is in love and light. And I love that. So, no,
mm-hmm.
I don't give messages always that are perfect or actually for that the caller wants to hear or a client wants to hear. I give what spirit brings. So, yeah, it's just the delivery
mm-hmm.
of it. And I love that. 951, you are on with Andrew D. and me, maybe, but hi.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking
with? Oh, hi there.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. I am going to hand you right over to Andrew D. because you've not spoken to Andrew, have you?
No. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Nathaniel. Now, I actually think that we have Nathaniel maybe on Bonnie's show or on another show in the past.
Hello.
So,
oh,
hey,
Nathaniel.
Listen, let's rock with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's rock with it, Nathaniel.
Can
how can I help you today?
Yeah, how can we help you, Nathaniel?
Can I get a general reading or...
Can you bring spirit? Are you looking for, you know what, Andrew, I don't know that you, if you can bring his, you know, spirit through for him, because I know he's looking for someone, and I think it's his parents.
Okay, well, listen, the very first thing I was going to say here, Nathaniel, was that I do have a man with me, but it's strange because I was out in, there's a local tavern up the road from me here, and we were doing some private readings up there last night, and there was a lady who said, I want this person, I want this person. And I, as the good Lord is my judge, you know, spirit send who they want and when they want and how they want. And, you know, they will send the correct messenger at the time. Now, I've got a man here with me, Nathaniel, and I feel as though with this man, as I work with him, and I will come up to the general reading as well, because believe it or not, in the past I've given somebody a description of somebody from spirit, and it was for the next call, and spirit will dive in there, and they will sort of make themselves known. But with this man, Nathaniel, I feel this man is, I want to say I feel as though he was quite big in the body, and I feel as though with this man, forgive me for using these words, but it's the words I'm hearing, that his bulk his bulk was it's inhibited his mobility, he's saying here, because I feel with this man that I actually feel as though there was a problem with his legs, but I feel it was also all sorts of caused by his legs was caused by a problem with his back, and you know everything's connected, but I feel the back problem could have been connected to his weight, and I just feel everything was sort of, it's like everything was sort of interactive, and it was interdependent on each other, and it's like if he could have lost the weight, then the back wouldn't have been such a problem, then his hips wouldn't have been such a problem. So would you understand a gentleman like this in spirit, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. But would you understand this gentleman? Because I feel as though I need to be with Dad. Would this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that? And I'm the sort of guy, Nathaniel, that I've got to be 100% with the people I've got. Are you 100% that sort of what I've said so far links with Dad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Because with Dad here now, Nathaniel. Now I don't know whether this is Dad's name, but I hear the name Joseph being called either around you or around your dad. Would you understand this name at all?
Yes, that's his name.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Wow. Listen, I'm so impressed. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm going to say one thing here. I thought I'd spoken to Nathaniel in the past. There must be more than one in the States. If Nathaniel can't remember me talking to him, this is not something from the memory bank. This is what Dad has given me here. So I'm always true to my cause. But Nathaniel, with Dad, Dad's making me aware here that I'm going to say, he tells me that you are, and this is, you know, spirit never give anything away. They never embarrass us, but, you know, they get the message through. And he tells me you were much more for your mom than you were for him when they were all here. Would this make sense?
Sometimes.
Okay, that's cool. Because the reason is, because Dad's saying to me that, you know, he feels as though, I'm being made aware that that's where feelings lay at the time. But he's also making me aware here that I feel with Dad, you were able to accept his passing more than you were than your mom's. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, but one of the reasons he's come through, he said he wants to reassure you, Nathaniel, because one of the things Dad's given me here, I've got to say, did your dad, and this is a very old thing here I'm being shown, but do you ever remember your dad carrying around in his pocket two walnuts that maybe he used to roll in his hands or crack them together in his hands?
Two what now? Two balls?
No, two walnuts, the nuts, walnuts.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think I remember that.
Yeah, because he shows me as he goes into his pocket, he pulled out these walnuts, and it's a bit like somebody when they have worry beads or they have stress toys, the modern, you know, management stress toys. I feel that this was something Dad did. He rolled the nuts between his hands when he was thinking, when he was contemplating. And he tells me here, Nathaniel, he said, that you are contemplating a sort of direction change in life. And I feel this is around career and around the home. Does all this connect? It's almost like he wants to move you from where you are. And I'm hearing the words interstate. It's like I need to move you to another state. Is this something that you've been thinking of or a direction you've been thinking of with your life?
Yeah, I kind of want to move out of the area I'm in.
Okay. But I'm also being made aware here, Nathaniel, with this whole move, Dad's telling me, you know, we all say, oh, well, we need the financial security. We need to be able to afford these things, or, you know, we can't afford the place that we would like. So therefore, we live where we are because of our situation. But Dad's telling me that there's almost a sort of insecurity here and a fear of the unknown and a fear of the future. And he said, apart from the physical things like finances and physical ability to do certain things, Dad's telling me there's a certain psychological barrier that you've got to overcome to sort of make this move and get away from where you are. Yeah?
Okay.
Does that make sense with you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. Moving on, Dad is telling me here, Joseph's telling me that with this whole move and with this whole area and with everything that's going on with you, I'm being told that by the time we get to December this year, Christmas time, and there's two things I want to cover as well. By the time we get to the December period, you will feel as though you're in a better space and a better place to be able to initiate some sort of move and initiate this direction change that you've been looking for. But there's two things I want to cover here as well, Nathaniel. One says, don't be worrying about the small things. And I've actually pulled the Oracle card that says, don't sweat the small stuff. And the other one is, it's about opening your heart and, wow, and accepting love. But the third card says, let go and flow. And this is just about letting go of everything, Nathaniel. It's about letting go of your fears, letting go of your inhibitions, letting go of anything and everything that holds you back, and whether that's people, places, something within your own, the fabric of your own life, then this is a time for letting go. But the angel card I pulled actually says serenity, and I know that this will be a peaceful time coming up, literally as we come into the season of goodwill. So I've got to say to you, Nathaniel, that I do feel as though it's not going to be an overnight, you know, success. It's not going to be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's going to be something that's progressive that fits in with the speed that you would, and you will control this. It's something to do with the speed that you can move at. That's how quickly the changes will take place. But literally, this whole situation is like putty in your hands, Nathaniel. And, wow. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you something. It's going to be like putty in your hands, and you can mold it to any shape that you want. And wow, Dad, why are you showing me this? Okay, I'll just leave that there. Dad was showing me something else. But is that where you're looking to go, Nathaniel? Is that the sort of change you're looking to make? And does that sort of answer the question as well? Or do you have another question?
Well, I just, do you see me getting a new car soon? Do you think I should sell the car that I have just for a low price, or try to get the higher price just for, on a loan for it, or what?
Right. Okay. Now, am I right, Nathaniel, in saying here that you've been trying to sell this car for some time?
Well, it just the transmission went out about two or three weeks ago, so it's been sitting at the shop. I still owe $90 to get it out, and you know they're saying it's maybe worth a couple hundred bucks, or it needs a new transmission. So I don't know how long it'll run without slipping. You know, if I could, should I just sell it right away, or should I try to get the board, which would be risky, to drive it there? They might give me a lot more for it. But
I actually feel here with this, Nathaniel, that we have a company in the UK, and I'm sure there's an American subsidiary or, you know, an American counterpart or sister company, but they call them WeBuyAnyCar.com, and literally they will give you the lowest book price. I mean, my car is probably worth, I'll tell you an example. They offered me £275 for an old car I had, which was something like $500. The wheels alone were worth $1,000. You know, it's this sort of company. And all I'm saying here is, if you can find somewhere to offload the car, then if you can get them to take it, and you know, and it's a down payment on something else, then I do feel as though that this is something that, you know, would make financial sense to you. But at the end of the day, you know, it's your decision. And if you can raise the funds to get the car fixed, you know, like I said, my car, the wheels were worth more than they said the car was worth, which was total nonsense, really. But, you know, it's your call. So I just feel with the car, you're going to throw good money after bad if you keep it, though. But at the end of the day, it's your personal position. And, you know, you've got to live with the car or live without it.
So you think I should just sell it,
Nathaniel,
for a low price?
Yeah, Nathaniel, he gave you that information, and I think hearing from your father is a really good call, and I really believe he gave you some great information there. So yeah, I think he said sell the car and put the money on a down payment on another car. But I've got to move on to the next. I usually don't like doing that, but with this, I only have, you know, a certain amount of time. So Nathaniel, I think he gave you the answer, don't you think?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good
luck.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
just so cool. I love having you on the show. 408, you are on with Andrew D. Hi.
Hi, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you. Hey. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, my name is Ola. And O-L-A, Ola.
Ola.
Okay, Ola.
Oh, my goodness. Hi. Can I say that? Ola means hi. Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for loving our show. I love this show, don't you?
It's great. Yeah, it's great. It's my first time listening, so. Yeah.
How can we help you? First of all, Ola, where are you from?
I'm from California.
Oh, Andrew D. and I love California. Where in California are you from? You might have us visit. Where are you from?
Oh, Southern California.
Okay, well, you know what? When we do a show in Southern California, we'll let you know. How about
okay.
that? How can we help you, Ola?
Yeah, just wondering what you see for a career. I just left one job and just kind of seeing what's out there. I'm not in a hurry to get into anything, but it would be nice. So,
okay.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Cool. Thanks, Ola. Now, do you know what, Ola? One of the first sort of angel cards I drew here for you was actually playfulness, because I feel with you, Ola, that right now at this current time, life, it's not about getting too serious about things. It's about lightening up, and it's also about sort of, I want to say, sort of try and remain where you are just for the time being. And, you know, you will know when the time is right to get your resume together and sort of get that out there, because I just feel now is not the time for change or initiation of change or being a facilitator of change. I just feel you need to sort of keep yourself grounded. You need to keep yourself still. And I feel also that you need to be sort of, yeah, I would use the word grounded here. But one thing I'm also being made aware of, Ola, you've asked me about career, and yes, I do sort of see changes coming up, but I feel with you that I need to get relationships in order here. And I just feel that either around you where there's been some turbulence or where there's been disagreements, or even I feel I'm being drawn towards your throat chakra, and I want to open up, send blue energies to your throat chakra, because I feel for too long you have played, now I don't know whether you have this saying in the States, but it's called playing second fiddle to somebody else. And what that means is somebody else, or you are putting somebody else before yourself, or they are putting themselves before you. And I feel here that the time has come for to redress the balance and to get things in order and to sort of, like I said, get that balance back in your life, back in your relationships, and reestablish some of the ground rules. So would that make sense to you, Ola?
Yeah, definitely. I'm working on that.
I love that.
Okay.
Working on means putting
right.
the energy forward.
I don't expect.
Go
okay.
ahead, Andrew.
Now, go on. Sorry.
Oh no! I was waiting for you. I just said I love working on it. It means moving the energies forward.
Yeah. Cool. But what I'll also say here with you, Ola, is that there's. You know, and one of the cards I've just drawn here, it says the Keep On Dancing card. And what that means is it's actually about, and it falls in line with the angel card that says playfulness. It's actually about dancing with the energies of life. It's about staying light on your feet. And you know that if you have a dance partner and you have two left feet and you sort of end up stamping on each other's toes, you get out of time, out of kilter, and then you end up sort of stumbling over. And this, I know this ties in directly with relationships around you. It's about moving, and if somebody takes the wrong step, you know, you make sure you get out of the way to sort of keep the dance moving and make it look as smooth and as graceful as possible. And I just feel here, Ola, that diplomacy is a key issue around you at the moment in terms of keeping the peace. Now, I'm not expecting you to tell me what it is, but I'm also... are you involved in some legal negotiations or ongoing legal... issues at the moment? You can just say yes or no.
Oh, not at the moment. No.
Okay. Well, all I'll say, I'm being shown some document. Now, listen, please, don't read the wrong thing into this, okay? Because this could, when I say legal documentation, I mean, it could even be, for example, a rental agreement. It could be, they are all legally binding, okay?
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean to say you're going to be stood there before a judge.
Okay.
I'm just being shown documentation that needs signing. It needs signing off, and I'm also being shown documentation that needs a counter signature as well. But where that's concerned, I need to make sure that you have crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, or you're aware of the small print, okay? So anything that's coming up, I'm just saying, don't just sign it sort of willy-nilly and go,
like
hey,
yeah,
here you go, that's all done. Yeah, just if you need to take it away and read it overnight in your own time, do not be pressured into signing anything, especially if you don't know what you're signing for, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And one thing...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to say one thing, Ola. Just before I finish, the reason I want you to stand still and I want you to sort of... be still, is I just feel there's a lot of healing going on around you, around emotions, and around the heart here. So that's where I feel as though I am being led. And I would say where this is going on, when there is, for example, when there is grief or when there is upset or when there's emotional upset, this can create an emotional block, and it creates a bit of a brick wall between querents or recipients and medium stroke psychic. So all I'm saying is this healing will continue into the new year, and you will start to feel like you're on top of your game again come February, okay?
Oh, okay.
I love that, Ola. That means keep dancing. You have till February. Wow, you can get a lot of dance steps until then. Don't you think?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Hey, Andrew, I love that. You know, I love to dance. But anyway, what a cool message when you go with it. Don't you love when those cards, like when I do my flower energy cards, and I haven't pulled them out, but my flower energy with my life lesson cards, isn't it cool when they all, like, speak the same?
Yeah, yeah. And especially when you got two decks of cards and they come up with very similar messages as well. That does help. And I sort of, the information I gave her as well, and that's why I love these oracle cards, because I gave her the information before I turned the cards over. And, you know, okay, every now and again, as psychics and mediums, we can be just ever so slightly off the beaten track. Or, you know, I gave a reading to a lady last night, and I made one statement, and she said, no, I don't know what you mean. And it was actually about her father, because I had her father with me.
Oh.
And I said, your father is on about here being on the take, always taking. And she said, no, it wasn't. And she thought I meant that they took from him. And it wasn't. What I meant was he took from them. And when she realized what I meant, she went, so there's always the inference there. And that's why I love these cards, because they say exactly what they're meant to say.
Well, you know what, Andrew? I love that. I'm glad you brought that up before I pick the next caller up. But do you know that... The thing is that what really I love about telling people this is I when I do readings also, and I get, nope, didn't have any of that. And then I have to look. You even told me to do this, go back and get more. But the reason is it's the way that we sometimes deliver from spirit, the symbols we see. So I always, you know, tell people that when we say something, you got to think outside the box. If I'm handing you a carrot, you know, you might think, oh, do I have a carrot in the fridge? Nope, don't like carrots. But your grandfather might have, you know, grown carrots. So you got to think out of the box sometimes, mm-hmm. because we aren't there to pull everything out of the universe, because otherwise we'd be here for a long time. But they come with symbols and words, and really they're your symbols and words. So I love that, and I love what you just said, because people do take sometimes what we say, but really if they start to elaborate really on what we say, they come up with the meaning that they're supposed to get, you know?
Well, there is that, Bonnie, and spirit work up there. They build an encyclopedia with all of us. So, you know, carrot for you is not the same carrot for me. This is a question I get asked so much, because one of the reasons why we have this symbology is because, you know, I have honestly never asked this question of anybody else, any other mediums, whether they sit there and have you know, hey, a conversation like you and I are having, when I talk to spirit, it's almost like a thought transfer, not telepathy. It's a thought
right.
transfer. So before I'd even, you know, here's a test for you, Bonnie, right? Think of a fruit beginning with A, not apple. Now, would I be representing the thought
Wait,
of an
I took
apple
my
be-
apple. Yes, I had an apple there. What are you
yeah.
talking about?
Before I even said not apple, you had an apple, okay?
Absolutely.
That's how quickly the thought. And that's the example I use with the transfer of thought or the information from spirit. It's
Absolutely.
Almost like, hey, I know this, but how do I know it? Hey, you're showing me this. And one of the questions I get asked the most often is, they say, hey, how do you communicate with somebody if they didn't speak your language? And I gave a message to a lady the other week, and she accepted absolutely everything. And this was in a show, in a theatre, a live theatre. And this lady was from the continent of India, and she was in her traditional Indian dress, and her mother never spoke a word of English, and this lady could take everything I gave her, and it's all through
wow.
symbols. So that,
I love
that answers the question. We don't
yeah.
need language with spirit. Yeah.
Absolutely,
okay.
And I love that. All right, I'm picking up the next caller for you. I don't know where I'm at on this board, but I'm going to do four. I hope that I haven't picked you up. If I have, just don't say anything. 408, you are on with Andrew D. and me. Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Was that somebody? Did he answer? Hi, you're on with Andrew D. and me. Hi, who am I speaking with? Okay. All right, so that must be somebody we've talked to already. 928, you are on with Andrew D and me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Alfina. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Alfina.
Oh, hi,
how are you?
Okay. Hi.
Did you say Alfina?
Yeah, Alfina.
Yes. Alfina. So, Alfina, tell everybody where you're from, because Andrew would love to know.
Arizona.
And then, Arizona, like in I Love Arizona. See, I love everywhere. That's my problem. There's only a couple places I don't want to be, and they're really, there's really no place. I don't know. I might not want to be somewhere, but every time I think of anywhere, I love to be. So how can we help you, Athena?
I actually am wondering about a reconnection. Like, I'm wondering if it's, like, what I just need to know about it, if it's good or if it's not, or...
Okay, I'm going to hand
right.
you
is
over
this, to... Is this about... Thank
yes,
you. Now, is this a relationship, Alfina? Is, it, is
yes.
it a relationship where you're looking to get together or reconnect with somebody?
He was an ex-fiancé, and he recently... we texted, like, yesterday, and I'm wondering if it's a good idea that... we communicate or what his intentions are, and just, I don't know.
Right, okay. What I'll say here, Alfina, is that I can understand totally where the confusion comes in. But what I am being given
yeah.
here, and you've got to remember, you know, at the end of the day, it's a life choice for you and what suits you. And, you know, and even if you do the opposite of what I say I feel, you know, that is, at the end of the day, God gave us all free will. But the first, as soon as you said, I heard the word reconnection, as soon as I heard that, I thought, uh-oh. And
yeah.
it's not because of, you know, real bad reasons, but I'm going to make this a common sense thing here for you, Alfina. I'm going to be your conscience. The reasons you guys split, you know, can you resolve that? Can you go back and sort that out and make everything, you know, you would have to make it as if you first met again with no sort of issues between you. Because I feel as the, and to me, what I'm being shown on my arm here, Alfina, because I sort of, apart from being empathic, you know, I am shown other symbols here that relate directly to you, and I am being shown a scab on my arm, which is still healing, and underneath it, you know, sometimes, and forgive my tardiness, but sometimes when you've got a scab, kids pick them and they bleed again, and other times, you know, when it's ready to fall off and everything's healed underneath. I'm being shown that underneath this scab, it's not healed, and there is a sort of desire by your ex-fiance to sort of get back in his comfort zone. And I've got to say, I feel as though he's a little bit at a loss at the moment, or he's got time on his hands,
yeah,
and he sort of just wants to reconnect and see how you are. But I don't feel it would last or go the distance again. I just feel you will end up getting hurt again. But that, and one thing, I've drawn one oracle card, and as you know, and I wish we had in many ways a webcam here, Alfina, because there are penguins on an ice floe, and they're just about to jump into the water, but there is a shark in the water. Now, you don't find many sharks where the penguins are in the Antarctic, but there's a shark in the water, and that card just says everything to me is stop. You know, and stop and think before you jump. And I want to save you here, Alfina, okay? Does that...
Alfina, okay. I got to say something because I can't hear you. Andrew, you're cutting in and out, so I don't know if it's my mic or your mic, but... can you hear me, Andrew?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello? Okay. You know, Alfina,
yes,
I totally agree with everything he said. I think I even remember, very rarely can I remember what spirit brings me, but they're bringing me back to, they're showing me my counseling, my life coaching, which is different from my psychic intuitive. And what they're showing me is to tell you, and I think I'm remembering that I think intuitively also, I think I know I saw this. You know, it's tough to go back because what people don't understand is they get, they think they're in love with the same person, but you're not, or they're not the same person. So it's a tough thing to go back. If you do, and the only time rekindling really works is when you never went together. So let's say you saw a guy in high school and he saw you, but you never got together. And then 20 years later, you saw each other at a dance and, oh my goodness, now you like each other. It's very tough to get back with people in your past because there's a reason why it's in your past. And it's there is a reason why that it didn't work. And I can tell you, unless that part is worked on and resolved, and usually that's not what happens, it can be quick. It can be, you can go for a while, but it's not going to last. So I love what I love what Andrew brought you. I love the symbolism of his card. So I totally agree, and I would go into life coaching and counseling and all that about trying to go back to something you're dreaming of. It's an illusion. It's not the reality. So I hope that this helps you out. It's not a great message that we love to give, but it's a message that, and you have free will, like Andrew said, always. But please be careful with what you do with it.
Yeah, it's the truth, Bonnie, and that's what, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to be true, you know, true to who we speak to, true to ourselves.
Oh, that's what I think they call, right, Alfina? I mean, nobody calls my show if they don't want the truth, because I don't think I never give the truth, because I always give what spirit brings. Only I hope that I do it in a teaching way. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so basically the answer to my question is he's reconnecting because he's
bored.
Okay.
In between, bored. Trying to understand things. I really think we all have free will. I know you want this to work, but there's too many.
Oh no, I was just wondering what I was supposed to do or what, why.
Oh, that's going to be.
He was reconnecting, but okay, I get it.
Yeah, because you know, Andrew and I aren't here to tell you what to do. We're just here to advise you about an easier path. That's it. Because I don't want to say don't pursue it, because what I do believe in karma, and I believe that people are in your life for a reason, for lessons learned. And if you haven't learned your lesson, or he hasn't learned his, it won't matter what Andrew and I say. It will go to the length of when that lesson comes to fruition. So if you understand what we're saying.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. So, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day and a wonderful rest of your week, and I hope you continue listening.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, Andrew, that's not easy, babe. You know, I just want to tell everybody this is a good example of what Andrew and I were talking about. Spirit brings what spirit brings. And there's a reason. We all are here to learn life lessons. We're all here to participate in life, to learn those lessons. So we can only advise you, and we can see what we see, but it's really you going through those life lessons that you have to determine, you know, which way to go. Right, Andrew? Andrew! So I hope Andrew is still here, or I hope I'm... Yes.
I lost it. Just a minute. Let me get him again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Andrew. Okay, Andrew. Well, you know me. I could talk forever. I'm going to pick up. We don't have very much time left, so I'm going to pick up. And then, Andrew, I do want to tell you, you and I need to speak. How about coffee in the morning?
Hey, listen, I'm just trying to think, what day is it? Yeah, that's no problem. Oh, tell you what, let's chat after the show, and then we'll take you from there, okay?
All right, well, I might not be able to do that, but tomorrow or the next day I can. So just let me know on Skype what you want to do, but definitely let's do coffee one of these days, okay?
Okay, yeah, my pleasure.
All right, here we go. Well, you know, it's just because we haven't talked for a while, you know what's been going on in my life, and I haven't heard what's been going on in yours, but... 111, you are on with Andrew before we just chat. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. You are my artist, aren't you?
No.
Are you not an artist, or you don't do drawings or anything like artistic?
No, I don't, but I guess I'm artistic in different ways, like with nature, I would say, more with nature.
Because I feel artist coming out, and when I mean artist, it just means somebody with artistic flair or talent. So, okay.
Well, I am good with colors, and I do good makeup.
Okay.
I don't wear makeup, but I can wear makeup.
Okay, so guess what? We're starting to find the artist in you. Okay. How can Andrew D. and I help you?
Well, Andrew, I want to let you know I've talked with you before, and a while back you gave me some wonderful information that I did not believe at the time.
Yes,
you said that I was going to be released from a marriage, and I could not understand how that was going to happen, but it happened. And it happened a little bit earlier than what you said, but that's good because Spirit really worked on it. And so I was just wondering if you have a Spirit message for me today, or if there's someone in Spirit, if you can do that, if you have time.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you, Patricia. You know, it's not often I get any sort of feedback whatsoever. And normally and people, you know, sometimes, Patricia, and I'll sort of, Bonnie, how are we doing for time? How long have we got left before the end of the show?
We have about 7 minutes, but I do want to tell you, that is so not true, Andrew. I love not to argue with you, but I give you confirmation. And I know there are plenty of people who give you confirmation. So you, maybe not on the radio, because we don't talk to the same people all the time, but you're fabulous and you know it.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, I just need somebody out there in radio land to get a handle on me, okay? But no,
how
Patricia,
about me?
Honestly, you know.
Don't go on my show and try to get a job. I'm the one that's got to be rocking this show. But go ahead, I'm kidding.
Bonnie, this is Patricia's moment, okay?
Yes, I get it. All right. Sorry, Patricia.
No, I mean Patricia with the listeners, because people go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's great, thank you. And, you know, when somebody can't confirm something or somebody doesn't understand something, and you've just got to sort of let them take it away and just trust in Spirit. So thank you for bringing that. And I'm just so sad in one respect that, you know, it did come to that. But I also feel with you as well, Patricia, that you have moved on yourself, and I actually feel with you that when people sort of go into that space, that healing space, place where they heal and they come out of the other side, I actually feel as though you are sort of on the coming out the other side. And I tell you what I'm being given here for you, Patricia, right now, and I know it's from Spirit, but I want to sort of dig a little bit dig a little bit deeper with this because I'm being shown an oyster shell, and as I open the shell, I'm being shown the pearl inside. Now, as you know, a pearl starts with a grain of sand that just gets aggravated, and then it sort of some of the shell then grows around that grain of sand, and then it grows and grows and grows. But would you understand somebody by the name of Pearl at all, Patricia?
Not really. Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Right, I understand this totally now, and I feel as though I know who's giving me this. But what I would say for you, Patricia, the pearl I'm being shown in the oyster shell is very symbolic of when I said about that healing space that you went into. And the grain of sand actually aggravates the inside of where the oyster is, and it sort of builds this coat up. And I actually feel for you that over the years you have slowly but surely built a sort of real hard coat of armor, if you like, a shell around yourself where you protected yourself and where you sort of kept that space for yourself where nobody else can go. Would you understand this?
Yes, I've learned my lessons.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on, there is a lady here handing me this, and I feel with this lady, would you have memories of a lady in spirit who I feel is possibly a grandmother, but
wow,
who would have worn a pearl necklace at all, or she would have had a necklace that looked like beads that might have even been imitation pearls as well? Would you understand a lady like this?
I don't remember any jewelry, but I do have a grandmother in spirit. I have quite a bit of women in spirit that have passed on.
Okay, well, this lady, I said grandmother, but this lady is making me feel as though she would have worn a necklace here that might have looked like pearls or even beads, white beads around her neck. But one of the things that she has shown me here is I feel this lady, when she passed, I feel there was a cancer condition with her, and I actually feel with her that there was, I feel that I'm being drawn towards my lower abdomen, you know, possibly stomach, but lower abdomen definitely. And I feel as though this was almost a secondary tumor, and then I'm talking liver, and then I'm talking other lungs here as well. So I feel as though this is the way it would have spread with her. And what she's given me here for you, Patricia, is okay. Do you understand any of that so far?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Thank you. Now, what this lady is showing me, oh, and by the way, would you understand this with a grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah, that's who I'm picking up.
Thank you.
Andrew.
Well, okay. Could you please sort of just keep in mind the pearls for me, or maybe if there's somebody you can ask about them? Because what I've been shown here, would you remember your grandmother? Now, I've got to try and think in American sizes here, but I feel as though with her that she actually had very small feet. I'm being drawn towards her feet, and in the UK size, I won't say size 2, but that, I think that's about size 3 in the US. So very small feet for a lady. And I feel as though she had this thing about white shoes, or she had a pair of white shoes which she kept for best, for sort of dressing up or maybe going to church or, you know, special occasions like that. Would you remember this?
That could have been like my great-great-grandmother that I never knew. But, it makes sense.
Okay, well, this is what you show me anyway, but I let's leave that bit where it is, because I feel as though I need to stay with your grandmother. What she's actually saying to me here, Patricia, is one of the things she's saying is that I feel at some point her cancer went into remission at some point, and I feel as though she had longer than expected to stay here. So that's what I want to give you. All she's saying to me here is, Patricia, all you've got to do is look forward and expect miracles, okay? That's what I'm being shown. I feel as though there is all like a quantum leap from where you were to where you will be, and I want to give it 12 months and you won't even know yourself, okay?
I love this. I have 53 seconds left. And I've got to tell you, that necklace is blaring at me, Andrew, and I feel like she handed it down to someone. So it's a mother figure or your mother's, if she has a sibling. That necklace was handed down. It is a pearl necklace. It's a white pearl necklace. So I love everybody. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Patricia, I hope that you came away with fabulous messages, which you did. And
I honor that message. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I've got to give you one thing, Patricia. You've got, I'm being shown here, you've got everything you need in your life to take you forward. You don't know what's around the corner, but all I can guarantee is you're on a solid path, and enjoy the journey. Okay, my friend?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are giving us our last second, and we are off the air. So, Andrew, before, I know nobody can hear this or anybody that's just hanging on there, but I do want to tell you, I want to thank you. You rock my house every time, and you know I enjoy our banter and talk, and I hope to have coffee with you real soon. And I hope and promise everyone listening and everybody who is in the audience and in chat that you will be back soon.
I will, at your invitation, and Bonnie, if you're free at 8 a.m. tomorrow, I'll be ready to rock and do coffee.
I will be here 8 a.m. tomorrow to have coffee with Andrew. So thank you, and I will talk to you then. We'll look and see what our dates, we'll come up with some dates also, because we have a lot of people we didn't get to, as well as in chat. So again, everyone, thank you for joining us. We love being with you. AndrewD.com. Is it mediumandrewd.com or andrewd.com?
No, it's your www.andrewd.com. And guys, if you just Google me, apart from the Chinese Canadian musician that comes up somewhere close to me, I'm the tall, good looking guy, okay?
I'll see you tomorrow, Andrew. And thank you, everyone. Please join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We've got astrology and the metaphysical girls. Everyone, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, Andrew, and thank you so much.
Ciao.